Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Healing with DMSO by Amanda Vollmer is a consumer-focused guide to understanding dimethyl sulfoxide, commonly known as DMSO, and its place in natural and integrative self-care. DMSO has a long and controversial history, widely discussed for its ability to penetrate skin and carry other substances with it, recognized in conventional settings for specific uses, and promoted in alternative health communities for a much broader range of conditions. This book positions DMSO as a practical tool for people dealing with pain, inflammation, and chronic discomfort, while also emphasizing the need for careful handling. Readers can expect discussion of what DMSO is, why it behaves differently than typical topical products, and how supporters believe it may help with musculoskeletal problems and other stubborn complaints. The overall approach is oriented towards safety, sensible experimentation, and minimizing risks that can come from impurities, poor hygiene, or combining DMSO with unsuitable ingredients. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding what DMSO is and why it is unique. A core topic is the identity of DMSO and the characteristics that make it unlike ordinary remedies. The book presents DMSO as a sulfur-based solvent with notable penetration properties, which is central to both its appeal and its risks. Readers are guided through the basic context that DMSO is not simply a pain gel or herbal salve, but a compound that can move through skin and potentially transport other materials along with it. This framing helps explain why supporters use it topically for stubborn pain and why critics warn about contamination and inappropriate combinations. The discussion also sets expectations around the mixed reputation of DMSO, including why it is discussed in both mainstream and alternative circles, and why responsible users pay attention to product quality and application methods. By focusing on fundamentals first, the book aims to give readers a conceptual map for evaluating claims, understanding mechanisms commonly cited by advocates, and recognizing that unusual delivery behavior requires unusual caution. This foundation supports later chapters on protocols and conditions by clarifying that results and safety depend heavily on context, purity, and user practices. Secondly, safety first, purity, testing, and clean application habits. Another major theme is safe use, built around the idea that DMSO amplifies whatever it contacts. The book emphasizes practical precautions that users can control, selecting appropriate grades and sources, avoiding unknown additives, and maintaining strict cleanliness of skin, hands, and any tools used for application. Because DMSO is often used topically, the guide highlights common sense steps such as washing the area, avoiding fragrances and residues, and being cautious with clothing, bandages, or topical products that might introduce unwanted chemicals. It also addresses responsible dosing logic from a consumer perspective, starting low, observing skin response, and treating any irritation or sensitivity as feedback to slow down or reassess. The safety conversation extends to understanding potential interactions when DMSO is combined with other substances, since some users treat it as a carrier. The book's value here is not in making extreme promises, but in encouraging a risk reduction mindset. Verify what you are applying, limit variables, and avoid casual experimentation. This topic is particularly important for readers who are intrigued by DMSO, but unsure how to approach it prudently. Thirdly, managing pain and inflammation with topical protocols. The book's practical center of gravity is pain and inflammation management, especially for chronic or recurring musculoskeletal complaints. It focuses on how supporters commonly use DMSO topically for sore joints, stiff muscles, sprains, strains, and inflammation-driven discomfort. The discussion is framed as a guide to structured self-care rather than a one-time fix, highlighting that chronic issues often require consistent routines and careful tracking. Readers are encouraged to think in terms of location-specific application, timing, and gradual adjustments, with attention to comfort and skin tolerance. The book also explores why users associate DMSO with relief, including commonly cited ideas about circulation, tissue penetration, and calming inflammatory processes. Importantly, the topic usually distinguishes between symptom relief and addressing underlying causes, suggesting that topical strategies work best when paired with supportive lifestyle measures such as rest, mobility work, and reducing ongoing aggravation. This section functions as an applied handbook for people seeking non-opioid, non-steroidal options while maintaining a tone of caution that individual responses vary and that persistent or severe pain should be evaluated by a qualified clinician. Fourthly, using DMSO as a carrier, combining with other supportive ingredients, a prominent and controversial topic is the use of DMSO alongside other substances based on its reputation as a transdermal carrier. The book examines why people mix DMSO with complementary ingredients and what decision points matter most when doing so. It generally encourages readers to be selective and conservative, prioritizing simplicity, clarity of ingredients, and predictability. Because carrying effects can increase exposure, the guide underscores that combining DMSO with low-quality products, essential oils of uncertain composition, or contaminated tools can introduce avoidable risks. The topic also addresses the logic of targeted support, pairing DMSO with ingredients that users believe may soothe, cool, warm, or otherwise support tissues, while maintaining a disciplined approach to testing one variable at a time. Another practical angle is troubleshooting when combinations cause irritation, odor concerns, or inconsistent outcomes. Rather than presenting mixtures as guaranteed upgrades, the book treats them as advanced use that should be approached only after mastering clean topical application and understanding personal sensitivity. This topic helps readers balance the attraction of enhanced delivery with the responsibility of minimizing unintended absorption. Lastly, chronic ailments, self-experimentation, and when to seek medical guidance. Beyond pain relief, the book broadens into chronic ailment management, reflecting the wide range of conditions for which DMSO is discussed in natural health communities. This topic emphasizes how to approach such claims with discernment and a methodical mindset. Readers are encouraged to define goals clearly, track symptoms, and avoid interpreting short-term fluctuations as proof of cure. The guide supports a measured style of self-experimentation, introducing changes gradually, maintaining stable routines, and noting responses over time. It also highlights boundaries where professional input is especially important, such as severe inflammation, unexplained symptoms, infections, medication complexity, pregnancy considerations, or conditions requiring diagnosis and monitoring. The book's practical contribution is helping readers integrate DMSO into a broader plan rather than treating it as a miracle solution. It reinforces the idea that chronic problems are often multifactorial and that topical interventions may be one piece of a larger strategy that includes medical evaluation, physical therapy, nutrition, sleep, and stress management. This topic ultimately positions DMSO as a tool to be used thoughtfully, with humility about uncertainty and respect for safety. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who are curious about DMSO but want a structured, safety-oriented introduction rather than scattered online anecdotes. It can also help people living with ongoing pain, stiffness, or inflammation who are looking for topical, non-prescription strategies to support comfort, especially when standard options feel limited or have unwanted side effects. The benefit to a reader's life comes from the book's emphasis on practical decision-making, understanding why DMSO is handled differently than typical creams, learning how cleanliness and ingredient quality affect risk, and adopting a more careful approach to self-testing and symptom tracking. That mindset can reduce trial and error mistakes and help readers become more informed participants in their own care. Compared with many similar books or blogs that either hype DMSO as a cure-all or dismiss it entirely, this guide's value lies in combining hands-on application considerations with repeated reminders about caution, variability, and boundaries. For buyers, it offers a consolidated reference that can save time, prevent avoidable missteps, and provide a clearer framework for deciding whether DMSO fits into an integrative health plan worth pursuing responsibly. If you would like to support Amanda Vollmer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.